Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty things that he has done. We would like to welcome you to another segment of a Crossroad Broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. We want to thank God for our radio audience. We thank God for giving you yet another opportunity to be able to calculate, to be able to understand, to get clarity as to what Christian Counselor is about and some phases of Christian counseling. Today we're going to be talking about loneliness. We have been embracing that topic for the last few weeks, and today we're going to bring the conclusion of loneliness, which is going to be taught by Dr. Normia, Dr. June Normia. At this time, we're getting ready, though, to go before the throne of grace. I want you to know that you have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Crossroad broadcast is on the air. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great and for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, God, for the great and the mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, because your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thy word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Lord Jesus, have your way, God. Father, reach, God, in the midst, God, of your people. God, touch those, God, that do not know you as Lord and Savior. God, touch those, God, that are weary. God, touch those that are pressing today. God, we ask thee, God, to reach those, God, that are in the midst of loneliness. Lord, we ask you, God, we speak, Father God, even now, God, that you, God, will move on their behalf. God, that they will know, God, that you'll never leave them. God, that you will never forsake them. But God, that you will be with them forever. And Lord, we just ask you, Lord, even now, God, encourage their heart. God, keep them ever before you. God, call them to know, Father God, that you are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You are the true and the living God. Today we proclaim you, God, as having all power in your hand. And Lord, for this we will glorify and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, we thank thee. Amen and amen. You are listening to the Crossroads Broadcast. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we want you to know that, again, that this is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Crossroad Broadcast is on the air. The Crossroad Broadcast consists of professional Christian counselors who specialize in premarital counseling, marriage counseling, family issues, anger and rage, abuse and neglect. So if you would like to call us, you can call us at 805-243-1363. Tell a friend, let them know that we're here by the grace of God and that they can be able to hear what God has for them on today. At this time, we're getting ready to Dr. June Normia. She's going to come to the forefront. She's going to talk to you today about loneliness. Dr. June Normia.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Give honor to God for allowing me to come before you today. I give him all the glory. And also, good evening to you, Radio Land, all to hear the sound of my voice. Today, my topic is going to be preventing loneliness. Again, it is preventing loneliness. I'd like to start off saying that by being content with yourself, being satisfied with yourself, you got to learn how to love yourself for who you are. No matter if you are lonely, the world has room for a diversity of personalities. That means just how you are and the mechanism that God has made you, the temperament that he has given you, the molding and making and developing and creating power that he has developed in you, it's room for you to be just where you are and to be accepted. just how you are, because when God made you, he threw away the mold. So the first thing, just be content with yourself, whatever state you may be in, and learn how to love yourself because God loves you. And the next thing you have to do is just have to find out that you have to admit that there is a problem of being lonely. A lot of times, individuals could be in a state of mind of denial. They know they are experiencing lonely. They know they feel lonely, but they could be saying, oh, I'm not lonely. It could be for the state of sense of being prideful, or it could even be for the sense of being angry and be resentful. But whatever the cause is, you must have admit you have a problem for a problem to be solved. So when you admit you have the problem of being lonely, only then you'll be able to go to the, take the steps to escape your isolation, to escape that period and that time of being lonely. And then another thing, you have to consider the cause. Why am I lonely? What is the reason why I'm lonely? You have to evaluate your life honestly. Look at different situations. Look at the present situation. Look at the past and future state of your situation and consider saying, and be honest, why am I lonely? Am I the problem that I can't have friends or I can't keep friends or something that I need to change in myself or it's other people? You have to consider what's the cause and the reason for being lonely. So you have to be honest about that. And another thing what you have to do is to accept what cannot be changed. Some things in life is inevitable to happen. Things are going to happen that already been ordained for the foundation of the world that cannot be changed. And when we are in a place that we can accept things that cannot be changed, then we are able to be able to prevent that state of being lonely. For one thing, death. Death is prone and is going to happen to each and every one of us on this earth. Sooner or later, sometime or another, death will knock on our door with someone that we care about. It could be a loved one, a friend, or anybody, a spouse, a child, anybody. But death will knock on every one of our doors, and it could be you could be connected with that individual so close until that time of separation has been granted and that you feel so alone. And that's something that you have to accept that cannot be changed. So I know death cannot be changed. We will experience death. But even in that, you have to know how to accept that, and you're going to have to just move on. But you feel like a situation that can't be changed, I have to embrace that. And God will give you the grace. God will give you the strength to embrace that. And it could be another thing. You might be experiencing lonely from relocation of a friend, maybe someone real close to you, and they was real strong in your life as being a personal individual. And very few times and very few people that really could count to say they really have a true friend. They have a lot of associates. They have a lot of people that they keep in contact with, but to have a true friend is very few people could say they could count on even on one hand to have five friends. But even if God had granted you the opportunity to have one, at least one true friend, and that person just say has been moved away to relocated to another place. And I know that would bring in a time of being lonely. Even if a situation of a spouse has departed by death, or y'all were so close and everything because y'all had become one, and now it's the type of separation has came in your life, and then one has departed. But God, he can use transitions in our lives to new experience, but we must be willing to let go of the past and move on. A lot of times people are stuck in a situation of being lonely because they simply won't let go of the past, and a lot of times they linger and they just meditate on what has happened, what had happened in the past, and knowing that it can't come back because if the person is deceased or the person has been relocated and you know it's time they're not going to come back, it's the chance they can, but if you know they're not going to come back or whatever, don't beat yourself down for something you can't change. You have to just let it go. But we know that even in a state of being lonely, God could open up doors, even in that transition life, and cause new experience to take place. God could grant and bring other people in your lives and other things and other opportunities in your lives that will fill that void of being lonely. But we have to just let go of things and people that we have to meditate on, that we keep in our heart that is not being healthy toward us. that caused you to be in a state alone, and we must let go of the past. So that means you have to accept what cannot be changed. And another thing we have to learn how to do is alter. That means change what can be changed. A lot of times, many calls of loneliness can be changed. A lot of situations, a lot of things and times people are experiencing loneliness, and because they haven't changed what they can change, for they won't have to feel lonely. Everything and everybody that's in a situation of being lonely don't have to be lonely. But when you can change things and change that situation, you have to be strong and bold to do that. You have to consider yourself, why am I not changing this situation? It could be, do you fear rejection? Because a lot of times people won't make a move, won't make a move to say anything, won't make a move to do anything, won't make a move to go anywhere because of rejection, feeling like if I say something, I'll be rejected, so I'm not going to do anything. So that's what caused a person to stay in that state of just being lonely. But to prevent that, you got to be bold. You have to just do something, change that, what can be changed. And another thing, it could be, are you feeling inadequate? A lot of times, people, individuals, won't make a move to do anything to change what can be changed because they feel like they're not capable of changing the situation, not capable of doing anything. But what about situation that you be in that you could change the situation about your living thing, your social life? Do you just stay home watching television while a certain time while you can be going certain places and going out or socializing with other people? Just say that you could be in school and they may have enough function going on, say we're gonna get together and go to the movies this week. Do you take the opportunity or do you make that decision, say, oh, I'm not gonna go to the movies, for whatever reason, they're not gonna like me or I don't feel comfortable around, and you just stay home. You have to make yourself available and find yourself apt to do something, change the situation. You create your atmosphere. You could do it because God will be with you and give you the strength to do that. And you have to get involved with social function. Get around people, not everybody, everything that's going around, but God will lead you and your spirit will bear witness in what group to be around, what people to be around, what person to be around. But regardless of the reason for your loneliness, you owe it to yourself to take measures that will meet the problem head on. Whatever that situation is, you have to just do it. You have to just pray about it and just do it. You have to work on maybe developing your self-esteem and talking about and speaking destructive self-talk about yourself, saying, I'm not capable enough, I'm not good enough, I can't do it well, and start measuring yourself against what other people do and how well other people do, because God has personally tailor-made you into the person that he wants you to be. He has given you the temperament. He has given you the abilities. He has given you the talent to do what he wants you to do. But when you find out who you are and you see yourself the way God sees you, you will learn how to love yourself, and you will see yourself as being a jewel to others. You see yourself as saying, that person, they need me. They need me to be with them, to make them whole, to make them complete. Oh, that group is good. They do very good things, but they need what God had given me to make it even better. Not being arrogant, not being conceited, not just bragging about yourself, but just seeing yourself that you're worth something, that your value is more than what you thought it wasn't. But when you start seeing yourself the way God sees you, and you have to just start practice looking at yourself from God's perspective. When we see ourselves and see situations and things the way God see it, it gives life, it gives that situation a whole new look. So we see things the way God see it, it prevents loneliness. And the first thing, there's several ways that was called loneliness, the way we can see it, the way it can be attacked, and the experience of loneliness can be reduced. And it's possible that it could be eliminated. For most of the situations, because a lot of times we are in a situation of being lonely when we really don't have to be. But in those situations that we cannot change and we have to embrace that situation, I'm going to tell you a few things that you can do change you to feel the way of being lonely. You just have to just thank God for what he is doing for you in your life and see yourself as being like God wants you to be, and just know that God needs you. The world needs you. because everything and anything that God has made, he made it for a reason, and he made it for a good reason. And if you don't do your part and step out and knowing that you are somebody in Christ, it will cause the void to stay in somebody else's life. It will cause them, because you could be that key that will open up freedom, will open up feeling needful in somebody else's life if you don't activate what God has given you. And the first thing could come with strengthening of the local church. With a local congregation, and can and should be, it's the best antidote for loneliness. In other words, antidote means it's a cure. So being involved in a local congregation, your church congregation, it prevents loneliness. But people should be encouraged. Even we got spiritual leaders, even yourself, even if you're a strong person in God, even you just strong in yourself, but God has given you the ability to know that you are well put together and you are needful. When you're strong and bold to walk in that, it calls other people to be able to do that. And it started inside the church house, because the church is really a hospital. A church is really an examination room that anybody could go there to be able to go there and get healed for whatever problem it is. So loneliness is not exempt for being there. And an individual should be able to go worship in that church and to be able to participate in church activities and to accept the fellowship of church members. But unfortunately, we know that all churches are not, and all church members are not friendly people. And it's true, it's not, everybody inside the church is not friendly, and everybody is not acceptable to know how to and to be willing to accept other people. Because a lot of times in church, it's just well as anybody else. But I'm talking about the church right now, because this is what I'm giving you as advice, is one of the best place and the most place you could go and be able to get past that fear and get past that experience, that emotion of feeling lonely. And when you go be able to go to a church, you'll be able to have, they have different activities you're able to get involved in. You know, they even have, you like the choir. They have anything that you could do, even personal volunteering things you could do. They have projects and group attendance, different things that they have going on inside of a church. Even if you feel lonely, even those that are strengthened in the church, leaders, we know it's either to dictate and either to be able to evaluate those people who are more like isolated and those who are lonely and those who always seem to be alone. And we practically know people's situation from what we know, from what things we have heard and what we know about what they have expressed to others, what situation they're going through. But there's no one inside of a church that's affiliated with a church should be able to feel lonely. When we have a church full of believers, church full of God-fearing people, to not embrace that person that's feeling lonely. But a person that has experienced the loneliness must make yourself open to be able to embrace the love and the connection that others want to bring to an individual. You have to be friendly, to have friends. And a lot of times it's like in some churches, and most of all of them, and I know everybody is not friendly. And sometimes they do have people with, you just real cold, you know, and they have a lot of word I use was real pronoun and renowned cliquish. You might just say, it's me and you and just us two and us three, four, we not accepting no more. But that's not of God. But if somebody in that church should be able and is able to embrace you if you are willing to step out and let them do that. But regular attendance, you know, you have people that may see, just say was a person coming to the congregation and they a visitor, and you might see, they may say, go embrace the visitor, make them feel lonely. You're going to always be some will never step out. It had been so you could see some individual sitting right next to the individual will not even reach out to that person. And it's a hard thing, it's a difficult thing for some people when they first come into a church, coming to a congregation, and they feeling lonely, they don't know anyone, and if they do know anybody, not a few, and when they don't feel the love. So, and that's another thing, another way that we as people of God that's not experiencing this, the emotional loneliness could be able to call somebody to come out when we show love to another person. So the church is one of the most, and it is the best place to go to loneliness to be prevented from going through that. And in preventing loneliness, therefore, you know, the church leader, we as being leaders, we got to stimulate individuals to be involved in a church And we got to show them love. We have to just embrace them and walk them through situations. Find out what they like to do. Find out what their gift is, and to get them the ball, and to kind of like to thrust them in that situation and in that place where they could be used to upbuild the kingdom. And that's a thing that will most likely cause a person to just block planning that, because if they're doing something that they like doing and they're capable of doing, it's easy to be accepted. But they're always going to be those who might be intimidated by others or those who may be jealous. But for the lonely person, God will open a door that no man can close, and you will be able to be accepted, and there'll be enough love that will be shared upon you that you'll be able to walk right out of that state and being lonely. And another thing you could do is for as the church is do is a person who may be experienced loneliness. It's been people get together a lot of times. Even now, I know things have changed with people. And even in the last days, we have to be very careful and very mindful of what we do. But it's about fellowship, and it's so sad. But a lot of even Christians and who live next door don't even know their neighbor names. And I'm just saying, even people in the church don't even know, you know, they sit right next to them, don't know anything about for year after year after years. But a lot of times you can find a way of preventing loneliness. Families getting together and doing things, fellowshiping. Even sometimes you may get a group of people in the church that may want to have potlucks. That's not good. Everybody just chip in and bring a certain meal and just fellowship with one another. Then you'll be able to prevent that loneliness. You'll be able to feel more free of being with other people. But that's a good way to do it also. And another thing is, though, coping with change. You got to cope with change. Like I said earlier, a lot of things we got to step we cannot change. But when we do, we cope with change, it causes us to be able to change. Because if we do the same thing that we always done, we're going to get the same result. If you always sit by yourself, you're going to keep sitting by yourself. If you always find yourself, because a lot of times a lot of people are guarded anyway about letting people come to them, whatever the situation is, letting people get close to them by being lonely. Rather, you may have been hurt by another individual. Some may have hurting you, maybe being like a companion, and you've been hurt by that individual, and you got a wall up. You might feel like, I'm not going to ever love anyone again. I'm not going to ever anyone again. But you're not doing yourself a favor by doing that, because one individual person can't dictate your life unless you allow that. Don't never give anyone that much power over your life to dictate your future. Only person that we give that kind of power control to is the Lord Jesus Christ. We dictate what we need to change in our lives to make heaven our home. But another human being, I don't care if it's a male or female, don't let anyone dictate your life for something they have done. Because that you saying, I'm not going to ever love again because I was in love with this person and they hurt me. So I'm not going to love that another woman, or the woman said I'm not going to love a man, because you are still lonely in that situation where you don't have to be, and that person don't move on. So don't never give anyone that kind of power, that kind of control over you to keep you in a state of being lonely, because God has a desire for anybody to be lonely. He says it's not good that man should be alone. It's not good for woman to be alone. And so God will bring someone else in your life. He will bring that right person in your life. Rather, it could be just a mutual friend. I'm just saying, I ain't talking about, you know, necessarily have just to get married. And I'm not talking about that. Whatever. I'm just saying, God will bring a person in your life. Rather, be the same sense as being two females just being friends or companions. I ain't talking about companionship and dating. I'm just saying, I'm not stereotyping, talking about just marriage. I'm just talking about it could be a child or a teenager, a man, woman, boy, and girl. We just saying not let any individual have that kind of control over our lives that it would dictate us to keep up in a state of being lonely when we could be free and be happy. And another thing is building self-esteem and competence. A lot of times, loneliness, you know, we've seen it sometimes in the Bible, because people are self-defeated in their attitudes or actions, and they have a poor self-concept and a lack of effective social skills. And all the times, people are so unique. Every individual, God has given some kind of gift and some kind of talent and ability to be able to just bring it to the forefront and just make a complete picture. But if you, if individuals can ever see that and see themselves, and we see ourselves the way God sees, it'll fill the whole puzzle. Let's imagine that you got a picture, and the whole frame is all the way around the picture, and a puzzle of a picture. They say a beautiful rose, and all they missing is that center bud that goes in the middle of a rose. That center bud is missing, and you are that center bud to go in that rose to make that whole complete picture. But you see yourself, you see the other flowers and all other pebbles or petals around the rose. It's being so beautiful. You being so beautiful. You even see the frame that the picture is in, and you see that so beautiful. And then you say, "Oh, I wish I was that. I wish I could be that petal right there. It's so beautiful." But then God has got you that last petal, the core of it, to make that picture complete, to make that void whole. But you don't see that. You don't see yourself like that. Be too busy looking at somebody else, but God has given them. But God has given you, and God has made you tailor-made, and has given you a place in the body and in this world that you need it. You are needed, and it needs you to do what God called you to do, and you to see yourself to make that whole complete puzzle. When you put yourself in that empty space, that's where that bud was, and you can see a beautiful rose right there. It's being completed because you see yourself. You have gotten yourself in place where you're supposed to have been in all the time. But until then, it was just like lonely. It was missing because you weren't in place. You didn't see yourself like God see you. But when you see yourself the way God see you, the picture can be complete. And a lot of times people experience loneliness, like I said, because of low self-esteem. But God loves you, and we have to learn how to love ourselves. When we learn how to love ourselves, we won't abuse ourselves. What I mean by abuse, it don't just have to be with alcohol or marijuana, crack cocaine, or drugs. We can abuse ourselves by not living our life to the potential what God has given us. And God will never call us. God has never given us something to do that he's not equipped us to do it with. There's no way that God will create you, create me, create the human man, the human body, to feel lonely when we don't have to be. He didn't do that, but he didn't create us with the spirit of feeling lonely. He said everything he made was good. We was complete. But situations have come, we allowed to come in our lives. People we allowed to come into our lives that will cause us to get in a place or emotion, the spirit of feeling lonely. But when you can find out that and see this whole situation, like God would look at it and say, what would Jesus do? What would God would do in this situation? And the answer to any of those situations, any of those problems, any of those concerns is in the Bible. Anything that you may be going through, it could be a loss of job, it could be death, it could be poor health, it could be anything, any, everything, the answer, the antidote, that means the cure is in the Bible. So whatever state or whatever cause is causing you to feel lonely, ask yourself, why am I feeling that way? Why am I feeling that way? Is it something that I can do to change that? And you have to do that and say, well, I'm going to, and you can't come to conclusion if you don't go any other way besides God. You find, it's guaranteed to be found inside of the Word of God. And one of the final and most stimulating things to prevent loneliness is stimulating spiritual growth. Loneliness is reduced or it can be prevented when individuals, when you, when I myself are helped to be an intimate relationship with God as well as with other humans. We are born, we are created to have a relationship, to be a relationship with each other. No man has been made or created to be an island. No woman has been born or created to be an island, girl or boy. An island is a group of land that's surrounded by water. You think about an island, it's isolation, you by yourself. God didn't create you to be by yourself, so don't settle to be by yourself. If things that can be done, things can be changed, things can be altered, whatever you have to do, do what you have to do, because that's how God created you to do, to be with. But as we understand, we are our gift and connect with the purpose God gave us that gift, loneliness will be swallowed up in a life of giving and loving. I promise you, when you find that, you find yourself, you see yourself, the real reason, the purpose, what you are called to do, you will forget about being lonely. You will forget about being lonely. What you would do is see the need of others. If you ever could be experienced being in a situation that you're feeling real bad and you're feeling real down, I promise you, if you even try this one time, it'll work. And I guarantee you, you'll forget about you even had a problem. You'll forget about you even being lonely. Because I want you to remember and I want you to know that it's always somebody is in a worse situation than what you are in. I don't know what it is. I don't even care what it is. But I know that somebody else has experienced what you may be experienced or what you're walking in, and they have walked right out of it. And I know that whatever you may be experienced is in the area of causing you to be lonely, that you are able to come out of that situation. But if you see somebody is in a need of something, and you feel like you're lonely, you need prayer, I'm telling you, go make yourself go pray for somebody else. If you see somebody in a need, as far as need a kind word, go get that person a kind word. You feel you need that. Get somebody else whatever you need. And I promise you, when you see life, when you see rejuvenation, when you see hope, when you see love expressed on somebody else, on their face or in their actions, it'll make you forget about you even had a problem. It's so many times when I was going through my different time, the test of trial and tribulation, until I knew I was going through something. And it was nothing, it was no doubt about it. But when I got to a place, and when I got to the time, the opportunity was available to be a blessing to somebody else, my loneliness, my problem was all gone because I seen the blessing and the love of somebody else. So that's another thing. When we have stimulated spiritual growth with God, we find out we could give love to others and forget about ourselves, it causes you to be able to forget about being lonely because emptiness will be filled with meaningless. And that big void in your life that you would experience as loneliness or even somebody else, like, it will be filled and it will give life more meaningful. And then you'll see yourself like, I am important. I am needful. I can be a blessing. You know, helping people to grow spiritually, therefore, becomes a significant way to prevent loneliness. You think about loneliness, you think about every time you spirit alone, think in a spiritual way of seeing it, a spiritual way how God will use you to be out of that situation of being lonely. But we just have to just thank God and just see ourselves the way God wants us to see us, because that's the way he made us, good and very good. And you just take your time and volunteer. You look for different areas where you could be helping individuals. Go to the libraries. Go to the schools. Go to the shelters they have, like Big Brother, Big Sisters or something. Even you may be a teenager, it's something you could do. You have a gift. You may be a real academically smart person. Be a tutor. It's for anything, different ways you could do. And even after school, the free time, the world is so corrupt these days, and God has gifted each and every one of us with a gift by helping others. And when you do help others, and you will keep busy and even get your mind off yourself, and that's another thing that will cause you to forget about loneliness. Just keep busy, and by helping others, it'll cause you not even worry about your own problem. Plus, by being with other people and being around other people, you are able to establish friendship. And you never could be establish friendship by being alone. You have to find yourself to be able to network and be able to be in a place to make yourself available for people to see you, to connect with you. You may not be a person that's really outgoing. You may be real quiet and stuff. But if you make yourself available, make yourself visible, people will come to you. And we just thank you for listening about that and also about the conclusion about lonely, you know, caring relationship with others will help us remove loneliness. So always to consider somebody else, even though you're going through your situation, just like you consider somebody else, God has somebody else considering you on their mind. You know, when especially an individual can be free from hostility, poor self-esteem, social incompetence, and personal insecurity. But inner self-confidence and human togetherness in themselves will not give them a permanent solution to the loneliness problem. What we need to do to help people is develop intimate relationship with God. And we call what we do, the answers and solution, what we give to people, lead and return to people's God, push them towards God. And we need to help them build strong involvement with at least, you know, a few people. Start off with small, including family members, you know, where we could be open and be available to be a blessing to others. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Normia. Certainly, we are so blessed. We are receiving a wealth of information today that we don't have to be lonely. We don't have to stay home and feel sorry for ourselves. We can have friends. We can show ourselves friendly as well. There was great many nuggets that we heard from Dr. Normia on today that would keep us from being like an island, on an island by ourselves. We could keep us from thinking that nobody cares about us. First of all, we have to show ourselves friendly in order to have a friend. I was listening at what Dr. Normia was saying, and she mentioned as well, sometimes we are in a church setting. There may be multitudes of people in that church. It could be church. It can be a group, association of people that you are part of, but you never lend yourself in order to get to know those people. She mentioned about those that are even in neighborhoods. How many people have you tried to introduce yourself to that's in your neighborhood? How many people have you thought that you embraced that have new people that have come into the neighborhood that you have maybe perhaps have taken a cake or taken a pie or whatever it may be, or just to go over and introduce yourself to say that I'm Jill, I'm Dick, and I know that you knew in our neighborhood, and I want just to introduce you to myself to you. So there is many ways that we can be more friendlier, and that's what we need. I think that even if God has introduced and has given himself to us, that we can likewise give ourselves to others and to love others and not just to pass people by. There are cities that people live in that they walk by each other, don't smile, don't say anything to them, and they said, oh, this is just part of that city. This is part of what we do because we people here is not sociable and they don't speak to each other. So therefore, we must make a difference. And if you are one of those people that Dr. Normia talked about today, I want you to know that you can have an incredible life. You can have an awesome life. You can have a life filled with hope and peace and joy. You can have a life that you're happy and contented because you have the fullness of Christ in your life, and you also that you have reached out to others. And what she was saying, it's not always about us. Sometimes we try to make it all about us. It is not all about us, but we must learn how to reach out to others and to embrace them, to let them know that you care. Many, many people need to know that we care. And so if you're feeling a little awkward, a little bored of attention, why don't you focus that attention on somebody else? Just get ready even right now to go before the throne of grace. And we want you to come and go with us. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. We lift your name up high. We give you all of the praise and all of the glory. We thank you, God, for this broadcast, the Crossroad broadcast. We thank you, God, for our speaker today, Dr. June Normia. I ask you, Lord, even as she has spoken to the lives of many people, God, those that perhaps in Chicago, those that are in Texas, God, those here in Jacksonville, Florida, those that are in Tampa, all the way around, Father, in the cities, I pray, God, that they have been relieved, that they have been inspired, God, that they got to, that don't no longer will have to have that weight of loneliness on them. I pray, God, even now that you would touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And Lord God, if there is any out there, and God, I'm sure there is, that are not saved, do not know you as Lord and Savior. You said, God, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that, God, that you have raised them from the dead, you said that we shall be saved. Oh, Father, we ask thee in the mighty name of Jesus, God, even if you have given your life for us, Lord, we ask thee, God, to cause men and women, boys and girls, God, to give their lives to you, that you can use it as you will, that you can walk in them every day of their lives. God, that they will present themselves, God, as a living sacrifice for you. And Father, we ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, all of those, Lord God, that accepting you today, Lord, I ask thee in the mighty name of Jesus that you'll cast every sin into the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. Father, we thank you right now for healing broken heart, for binding up those wounds, God, on this day. And this we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Crossroads Broadcast. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please tune in with us on next Monday at this very same time, and we again want to be able to speak to you about counseling, about Christian counseling that comes from the Word of God. May God bless and keep you is our prayer. May his face shine upon you. May you be blessed in your going in and blessed in your going out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.